This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Now this is the second night of the second third of the month of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a blessed month to all of us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And I ask Allah to continue to give us more blessings as we go through the month of Ramadan and to grow through it, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Now if you guys remember the recitation, most of the recitation tonight was from Surah. Which Surah? What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about this Surah? أحسن القصص. What does that mean? The best of stories. Not just the best of stories, the best of storytelling even. And what is so special about that story to make it so unique like this, to make it أحسن القصص? What is something so unique about that story? What is it, Jama'a? It's true story. It's real. I mean, can you guys imagine all the event that you read about the story of Yusuf alayhi salam? They happened. Him going to his father, speaking to him about his dream, and then his brother plotting against him, and then throwing him into the well, and then by his strangers being taken away to faraway land in Egypt. All these amazing things that happened in his life, subhanAllah. Now we say they're amazing because now we know the whole story. But at the time when things were happening, we're just like, oh my God, it breaks your heart. It makes you feel so tired, subhanAllah, just thinking about what could happen to such a young man like him, or young boy actually in the well. But overall, if you want to think about the story itself, overall the story, what could be the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the story of Yusuf alayhi salam? What's the reason for that? What's the lesson? What do I need to learn from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam? I'm going to share with you these words about the story of Yusuf inshallah ta'ala so we can at least understand the secret, the hidden message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put for you in Ahsan al-Qasas, the best of all stories. But before that, let's go back a little bit. Who knows when the story of Yusuf was revealed? Huh? After Ta'if, Am al-Huzn, the year of sadness. After Ta'if, the year of sadness. What happened that year? The Prophet ﷺ and his people, the believers and his family, were all trapped in a concentration camp called Shu'ab Abi Talib for 3 years. They were trapped for 3 years. Meaning, subhanAllah, they were just kind of surrounding them and not allowing any food to come in or out. Or like 3 years left to starve to death. May Allah make it easy for the people of Gaza, Ya Rabbil Alameen. It's not new in our history, Ya Jama'ah. It's not new that people target the believers. And that happened before. And Allah gave them victory eventually. 3 years later, the Prophet ﷺ comes out and obviously his uncle, Abu Talib, his big political support died. And his big emotional support, his beloved Khadija radiallahu anha, she passed and died as well. And now he feels vulnerable. Because who took over for Banu Hashim? His uncle Abu Lahab. He wasn't very friendly with him. So the Prophet wanted to find somewhere where he could find a place to go to support his da'wah, his message. So where did he go? He went to Al-Ta'if. Spent about 14 days, some they say 40 days, in which the Prophet ﷺ described were the worst, most difficult time he spent in his mission as a prophet. Look, he spent 10 years in Mecca, but it wasn't as difficult as the few days he spent in Al-Ta'if. Can you imagine the harsh treatment he had to go through and endure, salawatullahi wa salam alayhi? And as he was coming back from Al-Ta'if, he was completely disoriented. He didn't know where he was going. He found himself all the way down to the valley. We spoke about Adas when he came and he says, where are you from? He goes, from Nainawa. He goes, oh, the town of Yunus ibn Matta. He goes, well, how do you know about Yunus ibn Matta? Oh, he's a prophet. I am a prophet too. The Prophet ﷺ, in that moment, his feet were bleeding. He was tired. He was exhausted. And when he tried to enter Mecca, he was not even able to enter Mecca, his own hometown. He spent 3 days and three nights in the mountains looking for someone to give him asylum or support and protection to allow him to go back to his house. And then he did eventually. But that when Allah subhanahu blessed him with two things. One, Surah Yusuf, which Allah told him, it's the best story. Like the Prophet ﷺ was given this story, why? Why do you think that the Prophet was given that story actually? Give him a message. What message was it to give him? Comfort. Like you think you're going through a hard time. You think what you've gone through was difficult. Well, look what happened to Yusuf. And not just wasn't 1 year or 2 years or a day or two, a lifetime. An entire lifetime almost, you could say, he had to go through all these difficulties. But Yusuf alayhi salam, and that's the story, that's the lesson we need to learn, the secret message, the hidden message in Surah Yusuf. Yusuf alayhi salam was consistent throughout all his ordeal. And you can imagine throughout all the phases of his life. So don't tell me he was too young, too old. Every phase in his life, when he was a child, he was described with one thing. When he went to prison, he was described with another thing. When he came out of prison, he was given another description. All of this, the description was consistent about Yusuf alayhi salam. Who knows what was the description that was given about Yusuf alayhi salam throughout all these phases? Sabrun Jamil, beautiful patience, no? Huh? Inna naraka min al-muhsinin. We see you among those who are muhsinin, which means what? Like you're perfect. You look perfect. You are perfect. What does that even mean? See, I looked actually at muhsinin in Surah Yusuf. It was mentioned 5 times. In Al-Baqarah, in that way, it was mentioned 3 times actually. Ali Imran twice. Surah Yusuf, shorter, much shorter than Ali Imran and Surah Al-Baqarah, it was mentioned 5 times with the word muhsinin, which means again the excellent doers. And it was mentioned also ahsan qasas multiple times as well too. So the word ihsan was mentioned many, many times. The story of Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending us this message in Surah Yusuf. Look, you're gonna go through all years. You're gonna go through difficulties and hardships and trials. Everybody did that. Everyone is gonna go through difficulties and hardships. And these hardships and difficulties may be different, mine different than yours. What you consider difficult for others is easy. Some people, subhanAllah, their test is in financial. And for them, they can't handle, you know, losing money or losing their job. But they can handle physical pain or health issues. Others, Allah tests them with their families, their spouse, their marriage, their children. Some, there were whatever reasons, many, many different ways. But the message that we learn from Surah Yusuf, consistency of ihsan, which means always be that perfect person in terms of your akhlaq, your manners, your steadfastness. Let's go over this a little bit right now. So Yusuf alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described him as he was growing up in the house of Al-Aziz, what did he say about him? قَالَ لَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا كَذَلِكَ نَزِّلْ مُحْسِنِينَ. When as he was growing up, and he became a young man, strong enough to become independent, آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. We gave him knowledge and wisdom. What do you think knowledge and wisdom important for someone in that age group, Jama'ah? If you look at TikTok, you know why it's important. Because you find many, many people who are supposed to be wise, but because they don't have that proper knowledge and ilm, that wisdom is lost. They make poor decisions. And some other people, they have the ilm, the knowledge, but unfortunately, because they don't have the wisdom, they mess up a lot. And that's why it's extremely important in the youthful age is to have not just the knowledge of Jama'ah, also the good judgment. That you know what to post, what not to post, what to say, what not to say, how to show exercise, patience, otherwise, how to handle difficulties, deal with pain, with difficult people in your life, your friends, your family. Yusuf alayhi salam, from the very beginning, Allah says, آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. This is the way we reward those who are good doers, the excellent ones. And then moving forward, he went to prison. Unjustly. What was his crime, ya Jama'ah? Anyone knows what was his crime of Yusuf alayhi salam? Huh? Because she was tempting him? No, that wasn't his crime actually, why he went to prison. His crime was he was handsome. Anyone would like to go to prison for this crime, ya Jama'ah? All of you probably. I'd like to go to prison for this one, right? Being handsome. That was his crime. He was so handsome, these women going after him, and they said, you know what, lock him up. Otherwise, the whole town is going to go after him right now. So they put him in prison unjustly, subhanAllah. And after some time, 2 young people come to him, and they give him their dream. He says, look, we have a dream. One of them says, قَالْ إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَعْصِرُ خَمْرًا. I'm kind of like preparing juice, wine. And the other one says, I was carrying bread over my head, and I see the birds eating up off of it. نَبِّئْنَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Could you please give us interpretation? We see your, mashallah, your... You look very fine, good man, great man, excellent person. In prison! Who has even the energy to be so good in prison, Jama'ah? A lot of turfs in prison. I don't know if you know that, Jama'ah. He has to protect him, he has to survive there. But his akhlaq, his manners put him above everything. People notice that, says, you know what, you don't even have to say a word. I can see it. We can see it in you. You're such a good man. Could you please give us interpretation of our dreams? And he did. But before he did that, what did he do to them, Jama'ah? Give him da'wah. Says, I'll do that, but here's the thing first. Let me tell you something. Who's your Lord? Who's your God? And he gave them da'wah before he told them what their dreams were about. And subhanAllah, when he realized one of them is going to be released, he says, فَقَالَ لِلَّذِي ظَنَّ أَن نَاجِ مِنْهُمَا وَذْكُرْنِي عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. As the one he thought he's going to be leaving, he said to him, said, listen, when you leave, could you please remember me? Talk to your boss, talk to your master about me. But what happened when he left? Too excited. Forgot about Yusuf alayhi salam. فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بُضْعَ سِنِي. He stayed for a few years in prison for no crime but being handsome. And then subhanAllah, the day comes, eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring him out of the prison. And when he stands, you know, for the kingdom of Egypt right now, being the treasurer of Egypt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَ يُسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. This is how we gave him the confirmation and the position on this earth, being he is now the master of the land. And he says about him, قال, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about him what? لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. We're not going to cause those muhsineen, their ajr, to be wasted. Those are good doers. Like, look, all what you've gone through, we're giving you reward in the dunya before the akhirah. Now you're the master of the land. He didn't just come out of prison, jama'ah. He came out of prison to become what? The master of the land. All Egypt treasure right now under his control. And the king says, I trust you. Subhanallah. Change of affairs in his life. And then his brothers come. He recognized them, they did not. The story goes on, bring their brother from Philistine to Egypt. And when he meets them after that, what did they say to him? He says, Inna lahu aban shaykhan kabira. You know, he has an old man. Could you please take one of us instead of that young boy? Please. Inna naraka min al muhsinin. We find you to be a good man. Someone who's mashallah, muhsin, with good man's good akhlaq. You know, this happened in one of those critical moments for Yusuf as well too. Why? Because when he was searching into the luggage of his brothers, and he took that cup from the measurement cup from his younger one's luggage, and he says, we found it. They come to him, what did they say about their brother? قَالَوْ يَسْرِفَ قَسَرَقَ لَهُ أَخٌ مَنْ قَبْلٍ. You know, oh my God, he's just like his old brother. He had a brother before, he was also a thief like him. Talking about who? Him, in his face. But what did he say in his heart? He just got like, قَابَلْ أَنْتُمْ شَرُّمْ مَكَانًا. Like, you're such a horrible people. He didn't say it. He said it. He thought about it in his heart. He kept it in his heart. Out of what? His ihsan. His ihsan. He has the power to finish him in that moment. Right? But what did he choose to do? It's all right. Overlook. I have the power, but I will overlook that. Why? Because إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Because he was indeed of the muhsinin. Always good deeds, doing well. And the last thing, obviously, when he disclosed his identity to them, he gave the reason. When they asked him, said, إِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُورِ يُوسُفْ قَالَ أَنَا يُوسُفُ وَهَدَ أَخِي قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. And now this is now the line in the story that we need to remember. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. He gave us his secret. Yusuf alayhi salam gave us his secret. You guys want to know that secret? That's his secret that's been given to all of us, that if you have those ingredients in your life, you shall get the exact same treatment of Yusuf alayhi salam. Just be consistent with that. What is it? قال, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبَرْ. Two things, he goes. Those who show taqwa, conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear of Allah azza wa jalla in their heart, always consideration of Allah in their life, in everything. And siyam, alhamdulillah, is the time for it, to exercise that taqwa. Always mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَصْبِرْ. That requires what? Lot of patience. Lot of sabr. Which means you're going to be pushed around. You're going to be hurt. You're going to be insulted. You're going to be dealt with in different ways. You need to stay consistent. Now, that doesn't mean to be a pushover, though. That doesn't mean. No, even when you have the power to push back, you can push back if you want to. But you just need to be consistent with your akhlaq and your manners and your fairness and your justice, even with your foes, not just with your friends. So here, the consistency, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah will never cause the deeds of the muhsineen to be wasted, in the dunya and in the akhirah. So the story of Yusuf alayhi salam is all about this. Look at the consistency of Yusuf alayhi salam's akhlaq throughout the entire story. Find me a place where he failed you. You won't. In all his affairs, whether financial temptations, intimate temptations, revenge, anger temptation, whatever you want to call, every single fitna you go through, Yusuf alayhi salam had to go through, but he was consistent. And why is that so important, Jama'ah? Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted the purpose of this life, what did he say? الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He created life and death to try you who's going to be the best on your deeds. Right? The best on your deeds. So the whole creation is about worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ihsan. And how do you do that? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described that to us. He says, قَلْ أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. You worship Lord as if you see Him. And if you couldn't get to that level of certainty, then you worship Him absolutely certain that He sees you. Now that is ihsan. So your job, my job, throughout not just this month of Ramadan, after Ramadan, throughout your life, a jama'ah, this is the principle that you need to highlight in your life. There's two things, at-taqwa wa sabr. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. We made the leaders among them in this life, which means examples, role models, the best of all. Why? لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. When they persevered in patience and they showed taqwa. The exact same two qualities. You want to be basically someone who's a role model in this life? You would like to be that example? You need to show consistency with these two qualities. الصبر والتقوى. Is it going to be easy, ya jama'ah? Is it going to be easy? But I guarantee you it's worth it. Do you agree with me or not? So work on it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those muttaqeen, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah Azza to give us that sabr, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our heart with that taqwa, with that conscience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Azza to give us the ability to exercise patience in our lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to be grateful to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the muttaqeen, to make some of the righteous ones, ya Rabbil Alameen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise us among the righteous ones, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us in the company of the Anbiya and the Salihin, and the company of Yusuf alayhi salam, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our brothers and sisters in Gaza, ya Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our brothers and sisters in Gaza, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy on them, ya Allah, to guard them and protect them, ya Rabbil Alameen. Protect their livelihoods, their lives, their children, their families, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to restore peace and tranquility into their lives, ya Allah, ya Rabbil Alameen, swiftly, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who passed to be shuhada, ya Allah. Accept among the shuhada, ya Rabbil Alameen. Those who are ill, to give them shifa. Those who are wounded, to give them recovery. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give safety to the children and the families, ya Allah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask to give them victory that you promised, ya Rabbil Alameen. Protect them from oppressors, ya Allah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to end our occupation, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, restore their peace and tranquility in their lives. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Alhamdulillah, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.